tease. I'm sure you'd rather hear Jimi Hendrix. That'll tease you for the next time. You're listening to Radio Catskill.
It's a new year, and for millions of New Yorkers, that means more money in your pocket. For the second year in a row, the minimum wage in New York State has gone up. Both this year and next, the minimum wage is increasing 50 cents per hour. That's an additional $2,000 to spend on all the things you need. In 2027, the minimum wage will be tied to inflation, which means increases will match costs. New York's new minimum wage, putting money directly into the pockets of New Yorkers who need it most. Go to ny.gov/affordability. Sponsored by the New York State Department of Labor.
Listen to Farm and Country, your window into life in the Catskills and the Delaware River Valley. Hear from local farmers, learn about sustainable agriculture, and more. Farm and Country, Saturday mornings at 10 on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville. From river to river, mountain to mountain, we are Radio Catskill.
Welcome to Connect the Dots on WJFF Jeffersonville. I'm David, your host, and this is the freeform show where each song leads to the next via some musical connection. I recently saw the documentary called Becoming Led Zeppelin, and tonight's episode is mostly inspired by that film, which I believe is playing at the Calicoon Theater this weekend if you're interested in seeing it. A pretty remarkable thing about that band is that by the time they were in their early 20s, both Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones were accomplished session musicians. And a lot of people around them thought it was a pretty foolish thing to do to leave studio work to start a rock band. So you'll eventually hear some Led Zeppelin tonight, but most of the episode is going to focus on the session work of both Page and Jones as performers, producers, arrangers, and as songwriters. There are some pretty big songs in the mix and a few that slipped through the cracks over the years. So to start, here's an arrangement by John Paul Jones for Dusty Springfield's version of Take Another Little Piece of My Heart.
Everything a woman possibly can. Thank you. street light a reminder. Night swimming deserves a quiet night. Deserves a quiet
That was REM with Night Swimming. If you didn't catch the top of the show, tonight's episode is focusing mostly on the pre-Led Zeppelin session work of Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones. And so starting the show was Dusty Springfield's version of Take Another Little Piece of My Heart off of her 1968 album called Dusty Definitely, featuring a horn arrangement written and conducted by John Paul Jones. After that, it was the Scottish singer Lulu with her 1967 number one hit, To Sir With Love, the title theme for the Sidney Poitier film. And again, that features a great arrangement by John Paul Jones. You'll hear Lulu again later in the show, but that song will feature Jimmy Page. So after Lulu, you heard a more obscure track called Gotta Get Away From Here by the American singer Madeline Bell. She made her career in England as a member of the band Blue Mink, and as a backup singer on sessions for the Rolling Stones, Joe Cocker, Jeff Beck, and a lot of others. She's actually also singing backup on that Dusty Springfield track that started the show. Anyway, that track by Madeline Bell is from her 1968 album, Doin' Things, and it was co-written by Bell and John Paul Jones, and I believe Jones also arranged and played bass on that track. And then it was the Rolling Stones with She's a Rainbow off of their 1967 album, Their Satanic Majesty's Request, again with an arrangement by John Paul Jones. And after that, we checked in with Jimmy Page for a bit, hearing him play guitar on Donovan's Sunshine Superman, the title track of his 1966 album. That also features John Paul Jones on bass, by the way. And then it was Page again on the 1966 single Circles by the Fleur-de-Lis, a band that never broke through, but whose members went on to play with folks like Rod Stewart and King Crimson. Then it was back to John Paul Jones with two more arrangements. First was Francois Hardy with En Vous Aimant Bien, a song I can't pronounce, off of a 1967 album that I can't pronounce even worse. And then REM closed out the set with Night Swimming off of 1992's Automatic for the People. Jones wrote the orchestral arrangements for that and a few other songs on that album. And you'll hear a bit more session work from both Jones and Page, plus eventually some Led Zeppelin, right after this short break.
Next time on City Arts and Lectures, our guest is poet, author, and meditator Diego Perez, better known as Young Pueblo. He's known for his advice on personal development and healthy relationships. He'll talk to Forrest Hansen about his new book, How to Love Better. That's next time on City Arts and Lectures on this public radio station.
City Arts and Lectures, Sunday afternoon at 4 on Radio Catskill.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, independent grassroots global news. Our reporting includes breaking daily news headlines and in-depth interviews with people on the front lines of the world's most pressing issues. People speaking for themselves, providing unique and sometimes provocative perspectives on global events. Democracy Now!, weekdays at noon, right here on Radio Catskill.
Welcome back to Connect the Dots. In case you missed it at the top of the episode, tonight's show is mostly inspired by the documentary called Becoming Led Zeppelin, which is playing at the Calicoon Theater this weekend if you're curious about it. I have a few more tracks here that Jimmy Page was a session musician on, starting with another track by Lulu. This one is an early Keith Richards and Mick Jagger composition, and it's a much different vibe than To Sir With Love. This is Surprise, Surprise.
You've been telling lies and lies. I cannot tell it in your eyes.
There've been so many heart of stone. Oh no, no, heart of stone. What's different about us? I don't really know. No matter how I try, I just can't make a cry. What you trying to do now? Don't play me in my game. You may be a little hard again. Y'all end up just the same. Heart of stone. Oh no, no, no. Heart of stone. Make me glad. Say to this little girl, you're gonna
out in the cold. Hey, yeah, baby, I know how it feels, cause I have slipped through to the very depths of my soul, yeah. I just want to show you what a clear view there is from every bend in the road. Now listen. Oh, whoa, whoa. As I was believing before you too, honey, as you would for me, oh, I will show your love. Let me show your love. You know. We'll be right back.
All right. That, of course, was Led Zeppelin with In the Light. And starting the back half of the show was Lulu and the Lovers with the song Surprise, Surprise, the B-side to their 1965 single called Satisfied. And it features Jimmy Page on guitar. And then you heard Marianne Faithfull with In My Time of Sorrow off of her 1965 self-titled album. Jimmy Page plays guitar on that song and also co-wrote it with Jackie DeShannon. And then you heard Page on a 1964 early version of Heart of Stone by the Rolling Stones. That version wasn't released until the Stones' 1975 compilation album called Metamorphosis. And that track was followed by the Yardbirds with Jimmy Page and the song Glimpses off of their 1967 album Little Games. And then finally, you got Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones together with Led Zeppelin's In the Light off of Physical Graffiti. And that one is kind of a John Paul Jones synthesizer feature. And so I have one more Led Zeppelin song to close out the show tonight. This is Thank You from 1969's Led Zeppelin II. And I'm going to dedicate it as a happy birthday track to Lauren. All right, thanks for listening. If you want to reach out, I'm at connectthedots, WJFF, at gmail.com. And thank you, as always, for supporting WJFF Jeffersonville.
Still be loving you. When mountains crumble to the sea, there will still be you and me. Today my world, it smiles. Your hand in mine, we walk the miles. Thanks to you, it will be dark. For you to me are the only one. I would take happiness. If the sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. Mountains crumble to the sea. There will still be you and me.
Support comes from Sullivan 180, building healthy communities through people, places, and policy one degree at a time. More information at sullivan180.org. From The River Reporter, the community newspaper covering four counties in Pennsylvania and New York along the Upper Delaware River. RiverReporter.com. And from listeners like you, who donate at WJFFradio.org.
This week in This American Life, we present the Museum of Now, filled with artifacts of this particular moment our country is living through. Like, for instance, the transcript of a judge who's questioning an executive order that seems to be based on statements that are completely untrue. Or a piece of a street near the White House that construction workers are tearing up because it had been painted with the words Black Lives Matter.
It's a huge piece. Okay, I'll take this.
That's this week.
This American Life, Saturday night at 6 on Radio Catskill.